It is so joy-giving to be back in Australia. When I wanted to come here in this month, Stephen told me that Perth would be scorchingly hot. And I don't think you should go to Perth first, you can go later. So I said, that part you leave it to me, the rest is all right. Now, you have seen how it rained and rained and rained, because you wanted rain, that was needed very much. And also, you wanted a cooler atmosphere. Both things have worked out. But then the worry was that because of the rain, the seekers won't come. Also, that was solved because it was a testing ground. I told them, if they are real seekers, they'll come. Otherwise, what's the use having a big quantity with no seeking? I see yesterday, what beautiful people came. They came all the way in the rain because they were seekers, very deep seekers. They never even asked a question. Can you imagine in this Australia, I'm always bombarded with questions. And they had told me not to allow them to ask questions. But I could feel their seeking so much that I said, better ask me questions. And not a single question was asked. So in one shot, how many things are done? You got the rain that you needed very much for your trees, for your crops, for your fruits, for everything. It was most unexpected. And then you got it cooled down so that our programs could go on well. Then you got the real seekers and the real seeking. But the electricity went off. Now see the good point of electricity also. Because electricity went off, we had those candles. And all the booths I saw were just burnt with these candles on. And I came in the room, they all went buck, buck, buck like that. And I could see why candles had to be put. So also, that was a good thing, that we should rely sometimes on natural things. We are so much dependent on electricity, is not a very good thing. So we should have always provision for something natural. We should keep some lanterns and things and should try to live more with the nature than with this electricity. I tell you, this electricity is responsible for spoiling our eyes very much. Supposing we had used those lights which older generation had used, we would never have strained so much our eyes as we are with this electricity, because not that it gives us light, but also it takes away light from our eyes. So too much use of electricity is made us like slaves to it. As you know that in America once the electricity failed and so many people died. So it's more to depend on natural things. And this is a good trend that you have, that you try to have more natural surroundings, more natural places to live. So the main thing we have to realize that equilibrium, that is being worked out by Paramachaitanya. If Paramachaitanya is the power of love of God, then it works out equilibrium. So the sahajogis who are going to work out Paramachaitanya have to have equilibrium in their life. This is a place where I say resides Mahaganesha. So we have to understand how Sri Ganesh brings balance in us. It's very important to see that his swastika represents nothing else but balance. Balance when it is steady. When it starts moving in the right direction, then constructive work starts, and also it works out all that is important for life. But when it starts the other way around, it works out the destructive part. These both are in balance. If they are not, life cannot go on. The constructive and destructive both have to be in balance. See in nature. If you see in the nature, for example, a bird has to come And when the bud dies, then the fruit comes out. The tree has to evaporate its water to the sky. If it does not, then it won't rain. It won't trigger the rain. But during winter season, it has to drop out its leaves, because these leaves have to die and fall onto the ground to nourish the Mother Nature with nitrogen. Then, during summertime, again, they come back. So the life goes on like this, that whatever is created is destroyed, something new comes up, again, that new thing also comes up in a way that it becomes constructive, and then whatever it has constructed, part of it is destroyed. So actually, if you see, in the death resides the life. If there is no death, imagine if all the people who were born since long would have been living today, we would not have been here. It would have been so difficult to manage ourselves with all these people. But so many animals have died, and those animals also have become human beings. So many human beings have to die to get other people to come on this earth, and that you have to take some rest and come back again. So the death is just a change of life. Without death, life cannot exist. It's a balance between the two. So a Sahajyogi should never be afraid of death. He should never be afraid of death. Because if he is going to die, it is only going to be another life where he rests for a while and comes back with greater enthusiasm, with greater energy. So there is a complete balance in nature. If you see, if there was no balance, we could not have existed. Supposing the earth was moving with a greater speed, we would not have existed. If the Pacific Ocean was deeper even by certain feet, we would not have existed. So many things are completely in balance. The distance with the sun, the distance with the moon, everything is so much in balance. If this balance breaks, then we would be nowhere. So we have to understand that all this is done by Sri Ganesha. He is the one who looks after all the material things and all the things that are created. For example, the first chakra is created by this Mother Earth, and all this universe then is created by the second chakra. But the first chakra is the one which emits the holiness, the auspiciousness, which gives balance. Auspiciousness comes only through balance. So I find people, when they have lost their balances, they go to the right or to the left. People are very righteous, extremely righteous, very good sahajyogis, nice, but there is no love. Without love, righteousness has no meaning. Love doesn't mean that you indulge into anything, but you must have detached love and responsibility. So in our life, we should see if we have that balance or not. It's very important if we have to see Sri Ganesh. Sri Ganesh, as you know, is on Muladhara. He controls all our senses as far as the Muladhara is concerned, especially all the excretion. So we are not people who believe in the indulgence of it, neither we believe in the detachment of it, but in the balance. That's why you all have to be married. You have to have a proper physical life, and that you should have proper children and lead a very sensible, dignified married life. That is very important. But love should be there. There should be love between husband and wife, between children and parents and everyone. If one person goes into imbalance, the whole family goes into imbalance. To establish a family sweetly and nicely is also an art. And if both of them agree and say that we will do this way, I'm sure it's not difficult, because you are sahajyogis, you are already know the quality of balancing. What I find in the West now is the balance has gone really on the rocks. Because see now, there are all kinds of problems of homosexuality and this and that. This is just because of imbalances. People have gone to that limit. Another is asceticism, where our your people are ascetic, made ascetic, like in TM and all that. They have taken to these things. Because these are unnatural. Natural is to be in balance. If you are not in balance, then things go off and you become either too much of something and nothing of the other. That's how people suffer. So from Ganesha's chakra, we have to learn what are we doing. So sometimes we have to say accumulate things, we have to consume things, and then we have to throw them away also. It is not that whatever we consume is just stored up within us or in the house. So we must also learn how to throw away things and how to take inside. This is in our household, in our thought also. In our thought also, when we receive some thoughts from anywhere, we should only digest that is good for us and is digested because of Param Chaitanya. The rest should be thrown away. We shouldn't bother. Like yesterday, somebody met me. You said, Mother, I am a Catholic and I cannot get out of Catholic. She's supposed to be, she wants to do surgery. Then I said, you stay in Catholicism because there is no question of balance. But in Sahaja Yoga, whatever good of Catholicism means that you have to worship Christ. That part is all right. The rest, whatever is nonsensical, has to be thrown away. So the whole atmosphere that you face of thoughts, of ideas, of books, whatever you read, you must develop a capacity to consume that is good for you and whatever is bad, sit for you. I must say in Austria, people are really doing that very well. Somebody is now doing research on Quran. He's taking out all the essences of Quran which are in balance. Quran talks of balance, talks of that you must have balance, equilibrium. It talks of it. And so he's taken that point. And now he's taking out all that creates imbalances in the Islamic book called Quran, which people have used for imbalances. On one point, you can show how they have gone deviated from their path. Deviated means they have gone into imbalances. For example, Christianity now, you can take it very clearly that they didn't use Ganesha's principle there at all. But all throughout is written that you have to look after yourself in a moral way. That in the Old Testament is written that, not coming? You can't hear me? I think you can, but it's all about TV. Now in the Old Testament it is written, thou shalt not commit adultery. But Christ has made it even subtler, very subtle, because he's at Agya, controlling the eyes. He said, thou shalt not have adulterous eyes. But the Christians have crossed all the limits of adultery, all the limits. I mean, I don't know to what limit they are going to go now. I mean, it's really they have gone amok the way they are going into this kind of a experimentation. And then what will happen to your children? What will happen to your society? That's what is happening now in complete imbalance. Completely in imbalance, all these societies where they are using adultery as a style of life. What Christ has said, just the opposite that. Same as Sri Krishna has said that in everybody resides the spirit. Then everybody is just the same. How can you have caste system? You can have at the most caste system according to the work that you are doing. But you can't have caste system according to the birth. You cannot have. I mean, it's so plain, clean. You can see it so clearly. He has said it that everybody has got the spirit. So everybody can ascend. Christ has said the same thing. He has not said that women don't have the spirit or men have the spirit. And look at the way these people are talking that they cannot have ordination. Of course, I mean, ordination itself is humbug. But still, I would say, but to deprive someone of certain rights because they're women or men is something absolutely, I should say, nonsense. It has no relevance to dharma. Because dharma means balance. Dharma means balance. The one who has balance is the man who is dharmic, who is in the center. If you are in the center, say you take, say, a balance. It's called as balancing, but in Hindi it's called as tarazu. Now you hold it in the hand. It's called as balance. Can you imagine? Hold it in the center. The center of gravity of that balance is in the center. Now, if you go more on this side, this will go down, or you go on this side, it will go down. But if you are at the gravity point, you cannot move this side or that side. Can you imagine the gravity is coming from Mother Earth? And Mother Earth has made Sri Ganesha. So this gravity point within us is to be maintained. And this gravity comes very natural to human beings. It's not to be adopted or anything. If childhood, if children are told about their gravity, about their dignity, about their greatness, they will immediately develop it with a great pride that we are something special and that we have to have this gravity within us. Now this gravity gives you what you call is a kind of an attraction. Anybody who is grave doesn't mean that you pull a big face. That never means that. But gravity means that you are not disturbed easily by any turmoil or anything. Gravity means so many things, as you can see from Sri Ganesha's character. That gravity means you are the one who is standing in the center. A person who sees everything, doesn't get disturbed, doesn't get tempted, is self-contented, doesn't ask for anything, doesn't need anything, doesn't take revenge, forgives. Because he has no way to get out of his gravity, he's just bound there. Now somebody takes a revenge and runs away, all right, go away. If somebody tries to trouble him, all right, go away. Because he can't run out of that gravity point. That another person has lost his balance, but he can't run after that person who is in imbalance. So he doesn't run after that person who has done wrong. He's all right, he's done wrong, have pity on him, let him do it. He doesn't run after that person. He's standing there, and he's standing there itself is sufficient to frighten others and to destroy others, because he's standing at a point where he cannot be destroyed. But the others are running towards destruction. So what's the use of running after him, getting yourself also destroyed? Such a person who has achieved that balance sees others as something to be pitied. Because he sees they are on the verge of falling down. I'm here nicely settled down. But they are on the verge of falling down. They may try to tell him. They may try to help him. They may try to do everything for that person because they can see that person is going to fall down. But if that person doesn't want to take to balance, you cannot force it. So the Ganesha's greatest quality is that he has gravity. With that gravity, he sits down on this Mother Earth. Now, because this is a country of Ganesha, the Australians must have balance. Should naturally have. But if they don't, I must tell you, they don't. My experience of Australians before I started Sahaja Yoga has been terrific. I must tell you that if an Australian starts drinking, only person who can compete with him is a Russian. And then they talk so irrelevantly, you don't know how to deal. If they shake your hand, then you will feel after some time you have lost it. Everything they do in such a big way, that I couldn't understand, why is it they shake your hand so bad. So CP said, you see, they have lots of jungles, he tried to console them. And there are lots of, you see, animals and things, and that's why, you see, they shake hands as well. I said, no animal shakes hands, you see. How have they learned from the animals? I can't get this explanation, all right. On the contrary, they are extremely gentle. Animals are extremely gentle with each other. So how this kind of shaking hands has started? And only people who can beat them are Greeks, who shake hands in a very funny way, that really you get a big jerk. So I felt that the country of Ganesha, which should be absolutely in balance and in one tune with this Paramchaitanya. You see the animals who live in the jungles. You have so much of nature. See these trees. They grow up to a point. They do not aggress others. They do not fight. They do not have groups. Nothing of the kind. Just they grow, accept whatever is given to them, live with it happily, and if they have to be destroyed, they accept the destruction. But they are absolutely in contact with God or under the complete control of God Almighty. That's why animals are called as pashu, means pash, means under the control of God, while we have got freedom. Even we have got freedom, still this is a country of Sri Ganesha. The nature should really imbibe within you is the balance. And the balance should come in such a manner that your whole character, your own temperament should show that balance within you. But what I find is the most difficult thing in Australia, that there are groups and people fight and lots of problems with that. It surprises me, how can in the country of Ganesha where there are Ganas, see all Ganas are here, if Ganas start fighting with each other, what will happen? Supposing the antibodies in our body start fighting with each other, then what will happen to our body? So you are like Ganas. You are specially blessed people to be born in this special country. And after all these achievements that you have made, if you are going to take these absolutely nonsensical things of the countries which are overdeveloped, have lost their balance, then what's the use of being born in this Ganesha's land? In this Ganesha's land, you have to have a complete balance within yourself. That's what I expect from the Sahajogis of Australia, that they have to give to the whole world the sense of balance of Sri Ganesha. On the contrary, it is being reported to me that every time we have our program in Ganpatipure, people have noticed that there are groups in Australia, that people are not clean-hearted. They talk ill of others. And they told me, warned me, Mother, be on the lookout why it is happening. They speak something behind their backs and try to convince the people of other countries about it. Of course, they being so clean that they don't like it. They don't want to hear it from surgeons. They don't want to hear against anyone who are surgeons. So they informed me, Mother, this is a very serious thing and certain things they have told me are really very serious. So now we have to first decide that we should bear no grudge to anyone. How can you bear grudge to anyone? We have to be forgiving. All the time forgiving. Something, somebody has said it, all right, doesn't matter. As it is, English language, you know, is not very soft language. It's not a very soft language. And in that, if you say something, one should not mind. It's a very humorous language, but the humor sometimes cuts you out. It doesn't matter. That's the defect of the language. But that doesn't mean that you should say harsh words to anyone. Or you should be indifferent to anyone. To your duties, to your children, to your wife, to your husband. Indifference to anyone itself is tremendous harshness. For the small thing, if a woman gets angry and doesn't talk to her husband, or if the husband neglects the wife, doesn't bother about her, looking after her, caring for her, then it's a crime. According to Sahajoga, it's a wrong thing to do. Because you must have balance, you must have softness of nature. You should talk very softly to others and be kind and nice. Just find out if you are doing that or not. Then between the group, but it's a question of using the power of love. We have no other power. We have no money power, we have no this political power, economic power, nothing. What power we have got is the power of love. For that, when you talk to each other one has to talk in a soft manner, extremely soft and kind manner. You'll be surprised, I must say, in my experience, I have found Germans like that, extremely soft to each other, extremely gentle. I mean, I can't believe these Germans who killed the whole world once upon a time. Now in Sahaja Yoga, suddenly they have realized what a horrible thing we have done. And Sahaja Yogis, I tell you, that extremely gentle. You scratch anyone and you'll be surprised that all the Sahaja Yogis are extremely, extremely gentle. While the Italians, I used to think, would be very gentle because they have art, culture, everything, and they produce such nice things. But on the contrary, I find that Germans can beat them. It's beautiful German Sahaja Yogis there. They hate neo-fascism, they need all that. They said, we've had enough of it. We had such a bad name all over the world. If they know we are Germans, nobody wants to look at us. And what are these people? So they have become extremely gentle from one end to another end. And this gentleness really brings them out, because everybody is so surprised that Germans could be that gentle, so sweet. Now look at Sri Ganesh, how gentle he is, how sweet he is, and how innocent he is. His ways are so gentle. How he works on you, how he makes things for you, how gently he does all these things. Like, see now, you cannot see this flower opening. In my room, you put some flowers, they started growing. You can't see their growth. If you put a very camera of a special nature, which can record, you can see it growing there. But you can't see. You can't see a tree growing. You can't see a flower opening out. You just can't see anything that is growing by nature, by Sri Ganesh. He does it so gently. Now, also he will not grow trees one on top of another, but in such a way that they all get the sun's rays. Just like a great mother, I must say, the way gently he does everything. Every leaf is made differently. What an art. Every leaf in the whole world, you cannot find exactly the same leaf, whether it is from Australia or from America. The leaf, if you see it under a microscope, will differ. Every leaf. Can you imagine? Look at his work. How gently he puts everything. How gently he works. And while we are living on the grounds of Sri Ganesha, how gentle we should be. And in dealing with people, we should be extremely, extremely gentle to show that we are Ganesha's special ganas. That's what I feel about Australians. We have had some mishaps, I know. Doesn't matter. But that's all right, few of them were like that. But all of you should really learn to be very loving, gentle, kind, and concerned. Small, small things can make people happy, very happy, you see. I try all these tricks myself. And you should also try these tricks. It's very simple. That one day, I gave a sari to a lady. So she said, Mother, how do you know I love this color? Because I've seen you mostly wearing this color, so I know you love this color. But did you see me? Yes, of course, I saw you. So these small things, you see, she was so heartened. She felt that Mother notices me because I've seen you. I mean, I see all of you. But I know about all of you because I'm concerned, I'm bothered about it. But everyone, I know where you stand, what's wrong with you, what should be done, what you like, what you don't like. There's no harm in doing that. It's much better to have a better rapport when you understand what's the problem. I immediately know what's the problem. I know person who is dominating, I know person who is mistrusting, everything I know. And gradually I try to tell them in a very gentle way that this should be correct. But you need not tell them. For you, there's a very simple method of giving bandhans and improving people. You don't have to worry about doing something very drastic about it or to tell them on the face. Only thing, if you give bandhan to them, you can. Now about this, how to develop this balance is the big problem. And I was thinking that I will talk about this later on to people in details, how to develop the balance in our character, in our nature. Of course, meditation does help you to be in the center. But still, sometimes we just slip off. And there is a way by which you can really make your character in such a way that you remain in balance all the time. On the contrary, when there will be a crisis, you just jump onto your gravity point. That should happen. If that happens, no problem. It happens with me. If I see any crisis anywhere, Sahaja Yoga, in my family life or anywhere, immediately I know that I am deep down onto my gravity. And from there I can see everything so clearly, and then I solve the problem. That is what one has to understand, that you have to jump on your gravity. And then it's not a relative position. To be on the gravity is not a relative position. That it is not that you have to compare yourself with others. No, you don't have to. You don't have to think that I'll be losing this or I'll be gaining this, nothing of the kind. You are there on your own position. You are there. You are in charge of yourself. So you don't worry. There's no jealousy, there's no fear, there's no kind of a temptation. You're there. You're not bothered. Sometimes I've seen the leaders are worried about their leadership sometimes. Now, leadership is just hocus pocus, I must tell you. If somebody says, Mother, you become the leader, I say, no, I know. I know that joke. So, it's a joke. Leadership is a joke, you see. And if you know it's a joke, then only you'll work it out better. Because, you see, there's nothing like hierarchy in Sahaja Yoga, as you know, we are all one. Same. We cannot say that hands are better than feet and the feet is better than this, nothing of that. In the same way, everything is very important. And everything circulates, like the blood cells. So we do not say that this blood cell is good and that blood cell is bad. Or this blood cell is higher, that blood cell is higher. In the same way, everybody is circulating. So one should not have any fear. Also, fear of the leader should not be there. There's no need to fear the leader. If you are on your gravity, you keep it. He will understand. As long as the leader is on the gravity, he'll be there. As soon as he goes away from the gravity, he'll go away himself. So you stand on your own gravity point. And nobody can disturb you. You should have no fear, nothing. Nothing to bother inside. As it is, you are all saints. What is there to bother? The whole Ganas, all the angels, all this all-pervading power is looking after you. Yesterday we saw a kind of a light, which became a miraculous light, following us on both the sides of the car. Especially on my side was there such a lot of light following. Just giving indication that it's all right, this is Ganesha's place, and here things are going to work out. So you are placed so well, you have so many powers within yourself, and which you can express very well. Fearlessly, you can have it within yourself. Anybody who tries to trouble you will be looked after by this all-pervading power. You don't have to do anything about it. So, try to see, are you in balance in any way? Some people are too much attached to their family and some people are detached. Too much attachment to family is also wrong. What is the need to be attached so much? You spoil your children, when they grow up, they hit you back. So best is to keep them in balance, have a detached attitude towards life. And this detached attitude, as I told you, is like the sap in the tree, which goes to all the places. If it is surplus, it can evaporate or it can go down. But it doesn't stick to anything, because if it sticks to anything, that involvement will kill that tree and also kill that part, that flower where it is sticking on. So we see that attached love is the death of love. So we have to have proper understanding of this detached love. Where you stand on your gravity and you are concerned about everyone, think about everyone. In case you find that somebody is not all right. You don't lose your balance, but get that person in the balance. If you start losing your balance, then how can you get back that person? And in that way, you will lose all your hatred, all your anger, all your lust, or what you can call all your competition, all that. Because you stand in your own degree. You don't want certificate from anyone. You don't want any praising from anyone. You just know that you are there and you are self-contented. Then it's not also necessary that mother must give me a special audience. It's all ego. I must see mother. I have to see her privately. What is the need to see me privately? I'm never private. I'm available every time to you, all the time. So all these things, you see, are coming out of the ignorance and out of the fact that not you are not on your gravity point. So today, to begin with, we have this Ganesh Puja, where we all should, in our heart, think, what is our gravity point? And that we have to stand very firm. May God bless you.